by attending and being rewarded for doing what you need to do to build your business. So go into your power zone, register for Ambition as quickly as you can, because the event actually starts when you register, not when you get there. Okay? You hear people talking about being registered for Power Trip. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com and get registered for that event as well. It's a more intimate event. You'll be able to mix and mingle with the top leaders of the company, the ones that are training us on how to build this business right. Many of them are on this call, okay, and you get to meet with them, you get to ask questions, and you get to learn from what they're actually doing in the field. AmbitPowerTrip.com. Go get registered. We're going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania, November 8th through the 10th. I'm already registered. Looking forward to seeing you there, even if I have to wear a coat. It's in Scranton in November. It's going to be fun. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce our featured speakers for the evening. Guys, looking forward to hearing from them. Haven't heard from them in a little bit. Glad to have them on the call with us. These are two of the fastest-growing consultants in the history of Ambit Energy. They racked up more five-star trip points than anyone else. I think they set the record that hasn't been broken yet. They're on the call tonight. Please welcome national consultants, million-dollar income earners, Jim and Kim Mason. Welcome to the call, guys.
Thank you, Bear. How are you? Can you hear us?
We can hear you. Glad to have you with us. How have you been?
We have been great, and we're glad to be here, and we so appreciate you each and every week, Bear. You're the voice that we hear every single Sunday night that brings a smile to our face, and we appreciate you running and manning this call every single week. It means a lot to all of us to know you're there. You are the glue in Ambit Energy.
Oh, you make me blush.
Well, we're thrilled to be here tonight. It always is an honor and a privilege whenever Brian asks us to speak on this call. And, you know, it humbles us, and we want to make sure that we bring something to the call that we hope will move, you know, anybody who's new or listening to the call or just trying to really understand what you have your hands on here with Ambit. We're going to talk a little bit about our story a little bit, because a lot of people don't know everything when we first got started. And then I'm going to actually go over just a little bit of nuts and bolts of factual information that's going on right now in regards to regulation and regulatory changes that are happening here in the United States. But we hope we can bring some value to each and every one of you. You know, when we started our journey, you know, Bear, because you were with us since the beginning, it's been now almost 7.5 years that we've been involved with Ambit Energy. And it's hard for us to believe that it's been that long. It's just been a blessing. It's been a journey. It's been a joy for the time that we've been here with Ambit. And it has changed our lives completely. It turned us 180, 360 degrees around from where we were headed before we got started. Sometimes I look back at our days before Ambit, and I don't know how we would have ever made it to where we are had we not had Ambit in our life.
I actually had scribbled down a question about a thought I had, and it was over the last 7 years, what would you have been doing if you hadn't done this? And bearing in mind that we did, how our lives have changed. Bear, knowing our journey a little bit, what do you think would be important for us to share that maybe some people around that maybe don't know our story, or some new people coming in might want to hear?
I think knowing your story and the success that you had, I know that personal development was a key element to that, but you had a specific why around personal development and a specific why around building your business with speed and passion. And I think that if you shared that, it would benefit a lot of the consultants, especially the new consultants that have come on board.
Well, the short version of that, I would just tell you that we were broke. And a lot of times it's that kind of glib answer that we give the people around us, you know, how we're doing. And we say we're doing great. And that is really what I told everybody around. You put your game face on, and you try to have a positive attitude as you go through life. But the truth is, I was miserable, and we had a good relationship, and you know, we thought we were doing well, and we looked good. We were successful people in the community, but inside, I never felt successful. With a six-figure income, I still had debt. And, you know, after working that hard, I felt that, you know, that wasn't success to be carrying debt after working that long. And I didn't have the finances together for putting our kids through college. And, you know, in honesty, it wasn't an insurmountable amount of debt. We were able to become debt-free within a year of being in Ambit. And that was after having sold our landscaping business prior to being in Ambit. We had sold it 6 months earlier, and we were kind of on a quest to try to find something different in our lives. And it was, I think it was kind of a perfect timing for us because the kids were kind of starting to get out in their college careers. We still had Ryan at home at the time, and we were starting to travel a little bit, and we were really looking. When you ask specifically what my why was, I'll be candid with you. I was really out of touch with that. When I finally was able to explore that a little bit deeper, I did it because I felt like I wasn't measuring up, and I would have never shared that with anybody prior to the business. I would have just told you I was doing good, and I'd have blamed, you know, my spouse for the financial problems we were in, and, you know, like so many people do. But that was it. I wasn't measuring up. I wanted to be farther along than I was financially. And when Kim decided we were going to do this, I knew that she was driven enough and was moving on without me. And that was very, very compelling to me as a person to kind of step up into that role of becoming better at the things that this business required.
I'll share with you, Bear, when we were getting this business started, when we were first stepping into the role of becoming a marketing consultant, we had three children, and the two girls were in college, and Ryan wasn't far behind, and I was scared to death. I just figured we were going to have to work until the day we died, and I want people to know that Ambit truly can be a vehicle of change. Because we said yes to this opportunity, those three kids have all graduated college debt-free, and they basically have been in college our entire journey in Ambit. And what I mean by that is this summer, this last graduation season, we've had a PhD, a master's, and then our son got his bachelor's from Rochester Institute of Technology. And all of those degrees, all of that has been paid for. That would not, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that would not have happened if it had been for the blessing of Ambit Energy. Yeah. We would still be working like crazy. We would have remortgaged our house probably twice over. And that's just the sad situation of college education these days. So if you've got kids or you've got grandkids or you're thinking of having kids, know that this opportunity that you're looking at right now is just as good in 2018 as it was when we got started in 2011. You can't miss the boat with Ambit Energy. There's nothing like that. And you know, that's really what was our driving force. That was my driving force. I knew if we didn't do something, I was going to be back working a 40, 50, 60-hour week trying to make ends meet. You know, we just had an amazing training this weekend in Pittsburgh, and it was with Brian McClure and Joey Carter and all the leaders that were there as well and all the people that came together to make it happen. And Brian, he said in that training, you don't try Ambit to succeed in Ambit. You have to do Ambit. There is no try. And what he really meant is you've got to have a commitment to make this work for you. He said that goals are good. It's good to have goals, but goals don't mean anything without the commitment to go behind them. The commitment is what's really needed. So I guess what I'd want to ask everybody on this call, is are you committed to your business? I mean, really committed. And what does that commitment look like to you? Look at your daily activity and ask yourself, what does that commitment look like? What are you really willing to do to make Ambit work for you?
And to that point, Bear, and I think the question you were really asking is, I studied like crazy. I as I began to understand what was important in this business, there's the mechanical side where you make the phone calls, you make the list, you interact with people, and you play a couple videos, and you know, do it through it. That's mechanical. But the mental process behind this business of engaging with people at a different level than the superficial conversations that we had, that was the real study, the personal development. And, they say it's biblical. The money pours in after that, shaken down, overflowing. And when this started to happen about 2.5, 3 years into the business, it really, really took off, it just took on a life of its own. It was so far beyond anything that we could have ever imagined.
We always fell back when we got started on some of the words that Philip Eckert shared with us. And he told us if we worked this business like our life depended on it for 600 days, it would buy the rest of our life back. And, you know, when we first heard that, we thought, oh my gosh, 600 days, that's so long. But when you put that in perspective, that's less than 2 years. And this weekend at the training, we had an amazing senior consultant team out of the Ohio area come up there, Chuck and Anita Stern, and they spoke on stage about one of their goals and their commitment. And they said that they had committed right now to do 100 plans in 100 days. And everybody applauded them, and we truly do applaud them for that type of a commitment. If you can do 100 plans in 100 days, you are going to be in a different place 3 months from now than where you are right now. But after we were speaking with him, Chuck said, I'm going to take that a little farther. I'm going to do 100 plans for 100 days, but I'm going to do it six times. In other words, I'm going to do it for 600 days. And Bear, that was our goal. That's what we did.
We didn't realize it. We just put our head down and went to work. And then when we looked up, it was about 500 days into it.
Well, but we did make a commitment when Philip said that. And what we committed to do was to show the plan every day. So what we wanted to show it, we set a plan to try to show it three times a day. But the commitment was we knew if we had booked 3 one-on-ones or a home show in 2 one-on-ones, or we had somebody coming with us to the business presentation and 2 one-on-ones, maybe before work and 1 at lunch. If we had those 3 things booked, 1 would happen. So that's something you've got to take in consideration. If you want to do 100 plans in 100 days, you're not going to just book 1 plan a day. Because if you book 1 plan a day and you do that all week long, you'll probably end up showing 2 or 3 plans a week. Because life happens and, you know, people don't know what they don't know. And they've got some other excuse and they don't keep their commitment to you for the meeting.
In all fairness, it didn't happen every single day. But there were days, I remember it was right around the 4th of July 1 year, that we came home and, you know, we kind of had a washout of a day. It just didn't work out the way we had thought it would. And so we were kind of thinking, you know, what are we going to do? Are we just going to, like, accept it and move on? And we could have, and we did. We certainly did a number of times. But on that day, it just struck us that our neighbor guy was in from Texas, and he worked for a company out of Texas. He was a welder, welding foreman for a company that, was out of Chicago but worked in Texas. And we just called him up real quick and said, hey, we're coming over. We got something we need to show you. And they saw us with our little, you know, bag of stuff, our little portfolio bag, and they said, oh boy, what's this? And they kind of teased and chuckled about it, but they said they wanted to think about it, and they signed up the next day.
So,
which was the 4th of July.
Jim said as he handed me the phone. I think it all goes back to how I started this call with, it boils down to what is your commitment. And guys, we saw a lot of commitment this weekend at that training in Pittsburgh. We had just sponsored a couple, Tom and Bobby Grudowski, and they're from over in the Philly area. And when we told them that, you know, they ask us, they're coachable and they're teachable, and they keep asking us, what do we need to do? And we're telling them what they need to do. We're giving them hoops and they're jumping through them. And we told them they needed to be at this training, that this would be a really beneficial thing. They got in their car and drove 5.5 hours with a 1-year-old. They've got a teeny little baby, and they sat in the back of the room so that Bobby or Tom could take turns if they needed to step out of the training venue because they had their child with them, little Noah with them. But that's the type of commitment. It takes a lot to drive 5.5 hours to go look at your first training when you don't know what it is you're looking at. You're doing it just on belief that might be something special with Ambit Energy. So we're pretty excited about this, Bear. We've been at this for several years now, and we would never, ever say that this was something we wouldn't do again. We would do this over and over because it's a true blessing, and our goal and our desire is to help as many other people also get that same kind of success and happiness and financial security in their lives as well. If it's okay, Bear, I want to talk a little bit about some of the regulatory things that are going on right now. Would this be a good time for that?
Okay. All right.
I want to start by recommending a book that everybody reads. It's very simple. It's very little. It's very short. It's called Who Moves My Cheese? And a lot of the leaders in the business have already read this book, but I know there's a lot of new people on the call and they haven't read it. So the book is called Who Moves My Cheese? It's by Spencer Johnson. The reason I'm recommending that book is life is in constant state of motion. It's constantly changing. It's not a stationary thing. We're always in movement in life, in everything in life. I mean, you can think of it even just in your own health status. You know, you're healthy and you're fit, and then the next year you don't feel so good about yourself. Everything is constantly changing, and you have to be willing to move and grow as the changes are presented to you. And this evolves around a lot where Brian talks about the inner circle and the outer circle. Things happen in your outer circle, the things that you cannot control all the time. And you need to be willing to adapt and move with them. And in the realm of that, I want to touch a little bit on regulation and deregulation and the regulatory changes that are happening. You know, the concept of deregulation has worked tremendously. If you look back into the markets where we started and where we are now, I want you to think back. We'll look at the Pennsylvania market. We'll look at Pittsburgh specifically. When we started in Pittsburgh, deregulation as a concept was new in the entire state of Pennsylvania. And the incumbents, Duquesne Light in particular, was charging a pretty penny. They were charging a lot per kilowatt hour. And Ambit was able to step into that market and offer us 30% savings. We had 30% savings off of the electric bill for many, many months. And some, and Jim says, and some people still win switch. And I don't know, there's a light bulb missing in that person's brain. But that's because there was no competition in that market. Deregulation was brand new, and the incumbents had a monopoly. But what deregulation has done is it's worked like a charm. It's forced all of the incumbents to fall in line and tighten up where the margins for savings aren't as much. But the beautiful thing is Ambit is constantly in a state of motion, playing the following the incumbents game to keep our savings good and to provide savings for all of our customers. But deregulation has worked. But with that, the state legislatures have been watching and, you know, guiding and coming up with things that they think are going to help their citizens. And we've had all kinds of things happen and evolve over the years. And Ambit has been very, very liquid. They've adjusted and they've moved and they've made the changes they need so that our business model is viable. And right now in the state of Illinois, there are some new business requirements put out by the ICC, which is the Illinois Commerce Commission. And these are rules, these are laws, and you have to abide by them if you want to participate in Illinois in anything that's involving any type of sales or direct sales. So I just want to go over the changes that we as a company in Ambit have to do to comply with the ICC in Illinois. These changes go into effect May 1st, so it's 2 days from now. They're going into effect. And beginning in May 1st, all new Illinois consultants will be required to complete a confidential criminal background check. So the ICC requirement applies to all consultants in Illinois and those who enroll customers in the state of Illinois. So this is for right now, it's for consultants in Illinois. So if you're in New York and you know somebody in Illinois and you sign them up as a customer, it does not apply to us. But if you live in Illinois, it applies to you. And I'm not saying it might not eventually apply to others. We don't know that. But what we know right now is it applies to those in Illinois. So the current consultants must complete this criminal background check. If you're a current consultant, you need to get this done by Tuesday, May 1st to prevent or block your consultant customer website from going off. So if you're a new one joining, you're going to have to do it. And I'll go over that in a second. If you're a current consultant, you need to get this done as well. And how you do it is you initiate it in your background. If any of you, and I'm sure most everybody on this call, has logged into PowerZone in the last week, you'll see the terms of service box pop up, and you have to click that you accept the new terms of service in order to actually access your PowerZone. And that new terms of service includes this information about needing a background check if you're a consultant in Illinois. So you just click there. Now, if you are in Illinois, when you click that, you'll get an email, and this email is gonna say Ambit background check, and you have to open that email up and input the information. So after you initiate that background check through PowerZone, you receive an email link, and it will give you a portal to verify your information and consent to the background check, and there's a fee. It's only $5.75. It was supposed to be like 20-some dollars, but Ambit's gotten it down to $5.75. All this information is kept confidential, and it takes about 72 hours to complete. So you need to make sure, if you're in Illinois and you are a current consultant and you haven't done this, you should get that started tonight, just so you're up and running by May 1st and able to continue to enroll consultants. If you're a new consultant, when you're going through the application form, you'll agree to it during the application form. And when you hit submit, it's going to trigger an email to come to you. And again, it'll just say Ambit background check, and you'll put in the information to get this background check initiated. Ambit's not doing these background checks to try to find anything out about anybody. They don't even know what they're going to do, you know, with the information. If they find some information that should be brought to light, then they'll deal with it. Then they'll figure out what to do with it. They're doing it basically just to comply. They're not trying to keep anybody from becoming a consultant. They're going to assess and check the results on a case-by-case basis, and they will contact the independent consultants if there are any concerns. And Ambit, again, will hold all these background checks in strict confidence. Nobody has any access to them. This isn't just affecting Ambit. This is affecting multiple businesses all over the state of Illinois. So they aren't just like targeting us. This is just what we need to do to comply. So the new consultant basically is going to get the email. They're going to input their information. The background check is going to be done. Once that's completed, their website will be up and functioning, and they'll be able to enroll customers in the state of Illinois. The other thing that the ICC is requiring is that any consultant who meets in person with a customer, you need to leave a copy of the user disclosure statement. Ambit's going to have those available any day now, and the consultant business card with the customer after the visit, unless, of course, the customer refuses to accept a copy of it. That's different. If they just tell you no and they don't want anything and they leave, you leave. That's different. Like I said, Ambit's going to send the user disclosures a statement out to all the leaders as soon as it's available. But this is what your business card must include. So it's a little bit different, guys. If you're in Illinois and you're going to meet people, maybe you're at a job fair, or you're going to do it with a group of people that you know, your business card must include your name, your consultant ID number, your title, like if you're RC, SC, MCEC, whatever your title is, your contact information, and your telephone number. So I'm going to say that again. Your business card should include your consultant ID number and your name, your title in the business, how they can get a hold of you, including your telephone number. It also needs to include Ambit's contact information. Basically, you need to have Ambit's logo and address on there. There is an example of approved business cards. You can go into PowerZone and you can find that now. When you are out, if you're going to gather customers, we don't go door to door, but if you're going to gather customers from people that you know, ICC also requires that while in the act of customer solicitation, you have to wear an ID badge. It's similar to like what we have in New York, that we've had this policy in place here in New York for a long time. There's a sample of the badge. You can download this badge ID in PowerZone, but basically has your name, your consultant ID, a picture of yourself, and the Ambit logo on it. So you have to wear that ID badge. Now, there's one other thing that literally came up within this last week. This has been in the works for about 2 weeks, and there's one other thing, and we just learned about it actually on Thursday. So we just want to make sure it's brought into the field so people know that it's going on and they're able to act on it. And it actually is kind of cool. We were talking about it with Brian last night. Sounds a little bit like, I don't know if I like that, but then when you think about it, it's cool. So let me tell you what it is. It's called a digital verification for Illinois customer enrollment. So per the ICC, all customers must pass a digital verification process where the customer's identity is validated during the enrollment process. They want the customer involved in the enrollment process. They don't want they don't want you to take the bill and go home and do it without the customer. This really is designed not necessarily as a detriment to us, but when you think about the people who are scamming people or slamming people and going door to door and somehow getting a bill and then going home and enrolling a customer without them knowing, this is designed to prevent that from happening. But effective May 1st, the Illinois customer enrollment process is going to ask for the customer's date of birth, and then it's going to ask three questions to validate their identity. And you guys have seen these questions before when you're doing, you know, other types of procedures when you're logging in and setting up accounts. There are questions like, you know, 5 years ago, what car did you own? And they'll give you a series of cards. Which of the following addresses have been your addresses? And so there are questions like that that only the customer would know the answer to. So once the customer answers those questions, the customer will be emailed a unique identifier code. It's a series of numerical digits. Ambit is trying to work to get it so they can be text those this numerical code, but right now it's an email that they're going to get, and it's almost instantaneously. It's just like when you forget your password and you go to reset your password, they'll send you a digital code right away to access it. So they'll get this unique identifier code, and then what they'll do is they just enter that on the customer enrollment form. So it's a little extra step, but really it's not that hard. They're just going to answer the three questions, get the code, and then put it in. But what this does, guys, this is the coolest thing about this. Through this process, those Illinois customers will not have to complete TPB. So I think this is pretty neat. I wish they would do this for all of our markets. We just have the customer upon enrollment answer those digital verification code and not have to go through the process of TPV. So that's a gem for Illinois right now. So that's basically the changes that are going on in Illinois. And our job is just to disseminate that information and just kind of work through it. It may sound like a big change, but once we start going through it, just a little bit of cheese that's been moved, and we just need to adjust a little bit, and life will go on, and Illinois will continue to be the amazing state that it is. So that's that information, Bear. Now we can get back to sharing some of the stuff I know Jim wants to share.
Okay, well, Bear, before Jim shares, I want to throw this into you. Recently at Power Trip, the one that we had in Dallas, Texas, we had the opportunity to do a Q&A with Jerry Thompson. And one of the things that I was really impressed with was he talked very candidly about some of the challenges and some of the things that Ambit Energy has to do to continue to be a viable company inside of the states that we're regulated in. And he made a point of saying that in different states, we have different rules. We have different requirements and regulations. And up at the corporate office, they are managing these requirements on a daily basis in order for us to be able to be successful in our business. So I want to encourage the consultants who are listening to consider two things. First of all, if you're not in the state of Illinois and you think this doesn't apply to you, the point that I think that you should get is that Ambit Energy is committed to doing whatever we have to do to keep the opportunity viable for you and I, the consultants of the company. And the second thing that I want to say is that if you are in the Illinois area, or if you have a customer in Illinois, I'm understanding, I'm getting input from other ECs that are sharing information about this, and thank you for that, is that, this is just what we need to do. I mean, this is not something that we necessarily have control over, and Brian will tell you in a second, this is outside the circle. This is outside of your circle of influence where you can change things. It is what it is. And unless you are just really afraid to do a background check, just go ahead and get it done, so that you can continue to build your business, and just understand this is what we need to do to build our business in the state of Illinois. Now, in other states, there are different requirements and regulations, and, you've got to understand that this opportunity is big enough for us to handle these hurdles. This is not something that's a deal breaker. This is just what we have to do to be successful and to continue to be successful in the state that we're in. So I encourage those of you who are listening, don't freak out about it. Don't freak out about it. This is just what we have to do business. If you're an independent business owner and a contractor, for example, in many of these states, you have to have your contractor's license number on the side of your vehicle. That's just what you have to do. So just embrace this as something that's necessary and required for us to continue to be successful. I just wanted to throw that in. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely, Bear. And that's what has been said over and over by Jerry and by the corporate office. This isn't designed to prevent anybody from becoming a consultant with Ambit Energy. We all know that this business model is very, very unique. This business model works from somebody who's Jim said jail to Yale, basically, or works from somebody who's just graduating from high school to somebody who's retired and looking at their retirement and realizing it's not enough. It's an amazing opportunity for everybody, and it's not designed to prevent anybody. It's just something we have to do, and it is, like you mentioned, like Brian always says, outer circle. You can't change it, so like go read that book, Who Moved My Cheese, and everything will make sense to you. This is still an amazing model. And, you know, basically, guys, what we just need to do, it's time to just get back to the basics. Get back to what makes Ambit Energy work. It's the one-on-one. It's the home shows. This is what will turn your business around. That's what you really need to do. And then you build to the weekly business presentations. There are people out there who are building this business in ways that aren't necessarily the footprint or the path or the design that's going to promote long-term residual income. Long-term residual income is developed for you by creating a business that duplicates, a business that moves away from you. So if you start doing one-on-ones, the person who you are doing one-on-ones with will in turn do one-on-ones with the people that they bring in, who in turn will do one-on-ones, and all of a sudden you'll have 16, 17, 18 one-on-ones happening each day in your business. You can't do that by yourself. That's a business that multiplies and duplicates away from you, and that's a business that builds you that residual long-term income.
So there, if there's any questions that you want to bring up or you want anything that you'd like us to share, feel free.
Well, you know, I think we've covered a pretty vital point tonight. Getting back to the basics and working the business, you know, for 600 days. The one question I did want to ask you, and I think that other people would like to know. When you started your business and you got committed to it and you put the commitment behind it, what did a day of work look like for you inside of Ambit Energy? What did you have to deal with juggling your time around your life and creating this business to work? What is it that you did on a daily basis to have you be one of the fastest growing organizations in the history of the company?
I want to share a thought with you. Someone always asks, sometimes people ask, you know, how much time do you commit to Ambit Energy? And we would say we committed everything to Ambit Energy. Now, that doesn't mean we were doing Ambit Energy every second of the day, but that means that it was on our mind. I want you to imagine you had just bought a $400,000 Starbucks franchise. I don't know what they cost, but you bought an expensive franchise business. You'd eat, sleep, live, and dream that business. That would be everything you would think about. You'd be studying the policy and procedure manuals. You'd be learning how all the equipment works. You'd be hiring employees. You'd be doing background checks on those employees. You would be doing everything it takes, and you would work that business for 5 or 6 years before you turned a profit, before you actually felt like it was running smoothly. That's the type of commitment we had when we did this.
In a real physical sense, it's real easy to have conversations with people, both people you don't know and people you do know. And in that conversation, in the back of your mind, you're kind of setting the stage for initiating that question about what you're doing or how you're doing, and that you want to get some information in front of them. So there's always that kind of a little dance going on in your head about who you're going to talk to and when. There was a tremendous amount of phone calls that were made. And with that in mind, we were adding to our list. We were building a list. We were getting business cards. We had a pretty extensive sphere of influence from being self-employed. But there were days when it just seems like nothing worked. I mean, we would make phone call after phone call, and I think a lot of them were way too chatty initially, visiting far too much rather than just scheduling an appointment and staying focused on the real goals. But I looked back through some of the folders, and I was actually digging around a little bit looking for some notes on goal setting because I wanted to talk a little bit about what happens. I mean, 600 days, that's a goal. One of the things that I found along that line was, and this is just really interesting, but on December 11th, December 2011, on the 29th, so right around the end of the year, I set it down and I just had this paper and I started scribbling some notes. And the notes were sponsor one couple or person per week and get them started right. And we had a little bit of an outline that we followed to get someone started right. And we were going to schedule or attempt to schedule 3 or 4 a day to do 5 good plans as often as we could. I wrote per day, but it's not per day. It should have been per week. In other words, we wanted to do 1 a day, but we had to schedule 3 or 4 to do that. And along that same line, meet a couple people per day and get a number precipitating a phone call. In other words, set the stage. In other words, what we were writing down was a goal towards an end, and then some of the daily activities, the little mundane tasks that it has to happen to do it. And one of the things along that line I wrote was get out and get involved. And interestingly enough, I wrote down consultant goals currently at 718 consultants. So back then, I think this was a year into the business, we had 718 people, just a little more than a year into the business. And then I wrote 2,500 by December 2012. So I wanted to more than double in a year. That was kind of what we'd talked about. And interestingly enough, it's now over 10 times that. And then I wrote down customer ratios per consultant as we tried to push towards those. And then the something about an EC bonus as kind of a backdrop to where this whole 600 days was aiming towards. And this was all jammed into a little folder about goal setting. Write it down, set a deadline, make a list of the actions, prioritize those actions, and then take immediate action. One of the questions I've been asking a lot lately is how do you move someone to action? And people will move if it hurts bad enough. And I realize that where it hurts or where it manifests itself mentally, emotionally, does it hurt in your chest? Is it that kind of an emotional thing? Is it fear? Does it hurt in your belly? Does it make you feel differently, like you get this nervous jitters? Or is it this thing that you can't quite put your finger on? Where does it move you from that you're going to take action? And I think it's really important to get honest enough rather than just deny those feelings, because that, I think, is what will cause you to write it down and start to work towards these deadlines and make goals. Most of the people that set goals at the beginning of the year have long since forgotten them. It's all the exercise goals and the things that we do financially. And
we fit things in every single day, Bear. When we were working this like we were, when we were pushing to EC and pushing to NC, we were just working with it was with a consultant who had a guest that was really interested but seemed to think that her life was too busy and too full. And upon questioning her, she had over an hour commute, almost an hour and a half commute, to and from work each day. So 3 hours in the car each day. And that is the perfect time to build your business. And I tried to teach her in the brief time that I had with her, we needed to master that invite. She needed to set the invites, not while she was in the car, but for the time she was in the car. So she needed to make some time at lunch and in the evenings to call. The invites need to be short, and you'll master that. You'll get better and better at that. An invite should take a minute or less to book the appointment. So we tried to explain, if you can just book 2 appointments a day for while you're driving. So you're gonna talk to somebody at 7:30 in the morning, or you're gonna probably more likely the 4:30 to 6 o'clock commute home is when you're gonna catch people. And book those appointments to get them at their computer. That's how she could be most productive. So that while she was driving is when she would call somebody up, get them on her website, mute her phone, let them watch the presentation, and then get the 3-way initiated for the close. That could all be done once or twice even on that commute home. And just think, if she did that, she's got 2 1.5-hour blocks each day. If one day worked out, she showed the plan once a day that way, that would build a huge business over time. And that's what we did there. We looked at our schedule and we knew we could catch people for breakfast, for lunch, and after work most typically to do a one-on-one. And we started doing that. In the evenings, we went to business presentations. We would go to 3 business presentations, sometimes 4 a week. There was one when we got started, and as things began to roll, there was one in Buffalo, there was one in Erie, there was one in Jamestown, there was one in Warren, they were all over. And we just started plugging into them and building teams. And what we would do for our lunch break is we would be in those areas. Like Jim said, we'd get out. You're not going to meet people if you're in a cocoon. You've got to get out and just have conversations and meet people.
Bear in mind that this was not, it wasn't full-time. And when we talk about doing full-time ambit, there are very, very, very few people who ever schedule enough to call it even remotely close to full-time ambit. We did crank it up, but when we're talking about this run, we were EC in 9 months. So the run to NC over that short period of time was where we treated it like a real business. And at that point, it had bought our life back, and we were heading towards our first million. There was enough financial resources available there where I think by that time we'd purchased a very, very nice car. And, you know, we started relaxing a little bit and perhaps eating out a little more and just kind of enjoying the ride. It wasn't, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I could never do that. Well, they're probably right. But we just made a different decision that it did what it was supposed to do. It's just amazing when it works.
So I hope that helps a little bit there. I know we're getting a little over on time, but if there's anything else you want us to share, we will. And if not, we hope we have imparted something that someone can take and run with a little bit in their life.
Okay. Well, listen, I think you guys did an awesome job. You know, and I'm listening to you, and what I'm hearing the most is that you challenged yourselves in getting started in this business. You knew what you were up to. You were passionate. You were committed. You set goals. You made personal challenges, and then you played all out like your hair was on fire. And I invite the rest of you that are listening to this call to do a couple of things. First of all, just like Kim and Jim did, challenge yourselves in this business. Challenge yourselves as to what you want to accomplish. But secondly, I want you to think about something. If you're a marketing consultant, regional senior consultant, even an executive listening to this call, and you're just in a comfort zone and you're complacent and you're not interested in really expanding your business, then don't worry about it. We're glad that you were on the call. But if you're committed to building your business, you just heard from two of the fastest growing consultants in our company, I would recommend that you listen to this call one more time, at least one more time. And those people that say that they're committed to this business, that are in your organization, make sure that they listen to this call. This was an excellent training tool. I appreciate that. Go to topambitleaders.com. Give us a couple of days to get the information online. But go to that website, pull the call out, and listen to it again. Listen to what Kim and Jim did to be as successful as they are in this business. They talked about making their first million. And this is what they did. It gets faster and easier after that. So, Kim and Jim, I want to thank you very much for being on the call. I'm so glad to hear you on the call again. I know that you're dealing with some other challenges, and my prayers are with you and your family. And, you know, we just hope that you just continue to pour out your hearts to not only your team but to the rest of us, and that we get you back on this call very soon.
Thank you very much, Barry. It's always a pleasure, and we would be remiss to think it was just us alone. We have been blessed to be surrounded by an amazing team of business partners and an amazing family in Ambit. We love everybody in Ambit, whether they're on our team or not. We have met so many beautiful, wonderful people. So thanks for having us, Bear.
Absolutely. Folks, I know you want to thank Kim and Jim as well. I'm going to open up the lines and give you an opportunity to do just that. Hang on just a moment.